New survey says the nation's housing market is still in the tank.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Putnam Investments, recognizing the value of financial advice since 1937. Putnam Investments, a world of investing.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Real estate website Zillow.com is out with a report today that says home values just keep on falling. Down 3% between the last quarter of 2010 and the first quarter of this year. And all told so far, we've seen 57 straight months of home prices going down. From Washington, here's Marketplace's David Gura.
The federal government offered big tax breaks to home buyers till last summer. The report says that when those incentives went away, the number of sales dropped dramatically. Tony Sanders teaches real estate finance at George Mason University.
It took what little energy there was in the system and zapped it out. So now there's nothing left.
There are more than 2 million homes in foreclosure across the U.S., and Paul Dales of Capital Economics says that's dragging down the market even more.
Foreclosures just sell at a very, very discounted price, and that drags the overall price indices down.
And on top of that, a house in foreclosure brings down the prices of other homes in the neighborhood. The report paints a pretty grim picture. Another 1.5 million Americans are seriously delinquent on their mortgage payments. Economist Tony Sanders says we're far from seeing the market improve.
It can go lower.
Some economists say things may stabilize in 2012, but it could take another year before prices start going up. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Well, European markets are down by 1% or more, although Asian stocks were up a bit overnight. High-level meetings between U.S. and Chinese officials get underway today. Among the items on the agenda, America's big trade deficit with China and currency exchange rates. Critics say China's manipulated the U.N. to sell more products on the global market. China Southern Airlines said today it's going to buy 6 Boeing aircraft at a cost of $1.1 billion. Wall Street Friday, the Dow added 54 points to close at 12,638. And for the week, by the way, markets were down by about 1% or more. The South Pacific island nation of Samoa will later this year move its clocks forward by a day in an effort to boost its economy. Now, Samoa will switch from the west side of the international dateline to the east side. From Sydney, Australia, the BBC's Phil Mercer reports.
By the end of the year, Samoa will shift its clocks forward by 23 hours so that it can be on the same day as the week as Australia, New Zealand and Eastern Asia. Samoa's Prime Minister Tuilaepa Sailele says the switch makes good economic sense.
Come Friday, it is already Saturday in New Zealand and other Asian countries, and most of the business houses would be closed. So by aligning ourselves with the time zone that is more appropriate for us, it would be extremely beneficial.
This is the second major move Samoa has made to align itself more closely with Australia and New Zealand. In 2009, the government brought in new laws that switched cars to driving on the left side of the road instead of the right. Some predicted chaos, but there were few hiccups, and the government is hoping Samoa's redrawing of the international dateline will be as painless. In Sydney, I'm the BBC's Phil Mercer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. By CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
According to the United Nations, the population of planet Earth will top 7 billion on Halloween this year, October 31st. And chances are that child will be born in India. That country will likely replace China as the world's most populous nation in the next 15 years. And India's population growth is the subject of today's Globalist Quiz. Joining us now is Quizmaster Stefan Richter from theglobalist.com. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Steve. Ready for today's Globalist Quiz?
I am ready. Let's do it.
So my question to you is, India now has 1.2 billion people.
Yes.
It increased, obviously, the Indian population over the last decade. Question is, just by how much did the population of India increase by the equivalent of the entire population of A, Germany, B, Russia, C, Pakistan, or D, the United States?
I'm going to say Germany.
That is a good answer only if I'd asked you by how much the global population in total increases each year, which is by an entire Germany, 82 million people.
But
India has increased, obviously, by more.
All right, let's go with Russia.
No Russia.
No Russia.
No Russia.
Well, Pakistan.
Can you imagine what that means in terms of Pakistani psychology, that India increased its population by 181 million people over one decade, whereas Pakistan only has 189 million people in total? But here's the real upshot for our American listeners. Between now and 2035, the population of India is expected to rise by 313 million people.
About the population of the United States.
Imagine what that does to India, which, yes, has a nice large geography, but a lot of people, and adding 300 million people between now and then. Imagine the pressures on the environment and on the earth altogether.
Stefan Richter from The Globalist. Stefan, thanks.
Good to have been with you today.
And finally, not only did George Washington help found our nation, he was also a big-time brewmaster, whipping up batches of the barley blend. The New York Public Library has the handwritten recipe and is teaming up with a brewer to recreate that beer. The brew won't be sold commercially, but it'll be offered at a couple of big shindigs in New York. But for more authenticity, of course, you're going to need a powdered wig and wooden teeth. That beer recipe, by the way, is at our website, marketplace.org. There you can check the numbers and get the podcast as well. We're also tweeting at Marketplace Radio. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Technology is one of the heroes of the Middle East revolutions, but this hero also has a tragic flaw, because it can help the bad guys as much as it helps the good ones.
Essentially, a lot of countries in the Middle East and Asia like to monitor all data in and outbound from their borders.
I'm Tess Vigeland, a double-edged social media sword. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.